But you are listening right now to Indie Music Diaries. What's going on? My name's Lockie, and we're here for another episode of the podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, I'm an Australian indie pop artist, and I do this podcast where I chat to fellow artists about music and life as an independent artist, and I also do these solo episodes where I just sit down here and chat. And man, it's good fun, especially if you're in lockdown as we have been now for... I've lost track. I think this is week 8 or 9. And so this podcast has sort of been keeping me company, and it's been a good way to sort of just connect and just, you know, it's almost like therapy for me. And I've said it before that like Indie Music Diary, like the podcast is called Indie Music Diaries. And it's a bit like that for me where it's a diary entry. So it'll be a good chance to catch up. And hey, thanks so much for listening to last week's episode. We had Chelsea Berman on the podcast, which was very exciting. And we chatted about everything from the Tamworth Country Music Festival to working with co-writers and co-producers and what that sort of entails. Because, I mean, that was interesting. I mean, I sort of said to her in that episode that, like, I don't really co-write at all, which I'm like, I probably should be doing more of that because it's probably a pretty good exercise to be doing. But it's really – the main thing with this, with getting the guests on, is just it's so cool to hear people's different perspectives and different sort of stories and different experiences when it comes to, you know, creating music, promoting their music, the music industry, you know, all the different facets of that as well. So, yeah, you can check out the podcast and all of the podcast platforms. Go back and feel free to listen to some older episodes because there's some really good stuff in there. It was funny, I was watching some of the first couple episodes, and it's always cringy no matter what it is, whether it's, you know, a song that you write, you know, music that you release early on, or anything that you make, whenever you go back, and if it's like over a year, it's just cringe. I don't know what it is. It's at the time it doesn't necessarily feel that bad, but watching back on it, it's just like, ooh, it's, I don't know. And especially my hair was a lot shorter back then too. I was like just after I'd shaved my head. Look at me now. I think it's getting quite long. But hey, man, some updates. So I've been talking, actually, last few episodes. If you've been listening to the last few episodes, we've been talking about Twitch a lot. Twitch. And if you're not familiar with Twitch, it's a live streaming platform, predominantly live streaming for video games. But music is certainly growing on it. And I've been doing a couple test streams on the Twitch. And we'll hopefully be getting some more live streams happening there soon. But it was a couple of guests ago, Veronica Lawson, which would have been episode 33, where she's really heavy into the Twitch thing now, and she's only been on it for a month or so, if even that, and she's already building some really good momentum. So it's a really great tool as well to get like exposure, especially if you are a smaller artist. So it's something that I'm going to start trying as well. And as I mentioned, I've done a couple of test streams, just figuring it all out. You know, new platforms, new technology, you sort of got to find your footing for a little while, especially with Twitch, because there's a lot more to it rather than just, you know, hitting, you know, live stream. But yeah, that's gonna be fun. So that I'm looking forward to sort of expanding myself onto another platform. But speaking of live streams, I've been doing a bunch of live streaming on TikTok lately, and that's been really fun because TikTok, I mean, we talk about TikTok a lot as a platform, and it's so unique in sort of what it does, and in the way that its reach can be very expansive if you sort of can, you know, make the right style of content. And you know, I've just amassed over 1,000 followers on TikTok, which is pretty awesome. And I started doing the live streaming thing, which is cool because I've been meeting so many new people, connecting with people from all around the world. And it's just really fun, sort of chill streams where I just like playing some songs, trying some requests. Every live stream I've done so far, I've had a request. What is it? I think it was Smoke on the Water. Old Town Road. Old Town Road. I do get Smoke on the Water a lot in Seven Nation Army, but Old Town Road, always someone with Old Town Road. And I was saying in the last live stream that like Old Town Road has sort of become like the new Wonderwall, right? I don't know whether that's a thing, but I don't know. Old Town Road is always the song that gets brought up whenever it comes to live streams. So there you go. On Old Town Road, it's the new Wonderwall. But man, just before this, I just finished watching, this is sort of off topic, but the Spider-Man trailer just dropped just during the time of this recording, well, just before doing this recording. And man, it is freaking epic. And it's relevant for me because obviously, as I mentioned, we've been in lockdown for a number of weeks now. I've been really my activity for this lockdown. And, you know, I'm not a big movie watcher. I'm not a big TV watcher. I don't use Netflix, don't use Stan or any of those sorts of things. I do have Disney Plus because I'm a big Star Wars fan. But I've been watching on Disney Plus all the Marvel films. And it's cool because they have a playlist where it's all in like cinematic, like not all in chronological order. And I've been doing that, going through all of them and sort of making like my ranking list as I like go through. But man, check out this new Spider-Man trailer. It's freaking awesome. So a lot of hype around that. It's one of my good mates, Jacob, he's a massive Marvel fan. He says this is the film he's been most hyped for ever out of all the Marvel films. And if you don't know, there's like 30 Marvel films or something crazy like that. So it's a pretty big deal. But man, that trailer is freaking awesome. Acoustic videos have been dropping. I've been doing some acoustic versions of the songs of my debut EP, Crush on You One is out right now. And also did a behind the scenes video where I just like sort of broke down the behind the scenes of the track, the making of it, and sort of, you know, the meaning behind the song and all that. And yeah, I'm going to be doing that for some of the other EP tracks as well, which I think is cool to sort of provide some insight. And, you know, I actually mentioned it again a few episodes ago on the podcast, how talking about sort of when it comes to promoting a release and, you know, just simple things like that, like just doing like alternative versions of a song or revealing the behind the scenes really seem to be like cool things to sort of for that artists can do to sort of promote their work, you know. And just, you know, trying different things like that. So for Crush on You, the first track of the EP, they're both on YouTube now. You can watch them on the Lockie YouTube channel. And the Roommate Sessions videos, the first three videos for the Roommate Sessions is out right now. If you haven't heard of Roommate Sessions, it's where me and my roommate drummer Jake, right in this room actually, you can't actually see it, but behind me is the electric drum kit. And we've been smashing out some killer tunes, under 60 seconds, originals and covers, and there's three up so far. Again, it's all on my YouTube channel or the link tree, wherever you want to find it. And I'll make sure to have the link tree down in the description of this podcast. But hey, thanks so much for keeping up to date with everything. I've been busy sort of working away and making a lot of content at the moment, you know, doing this podcast once a week and all the other content when it comes to TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and now wanting to get on Twitch as well. And you know, like, it's funny because like people tell me that I do a lot and sometimes I don't feel that way. It's quite interesting where sometimes I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm not doing much at all. And then people are like, oh, you work so hard. And it's funny. You don't really see that. Actually, I was having a similar conversation with Tiani on her podcast, which is about 10 episodes ago on the podcast, is, you know, a lot of people think that she's really busy when it comes to gigs and that she doesn't think that either. Like she feels like she could be doing more too. And it is interesting when you're an artist, you sometimes get stuck. The perspective from being an artist compared to, you know, viewing an artist from the outside can be quite different, which I find really interesting. So yeah, it's good to step back sometimes and really sort of acknowledge what you're doing. But I mean, that's sort of what I wanted to touch on in this podcast. It segues nicely into what I've been thinking lately, and it's been affecting a lot of artists at the moment, obviously, especially in our area here in New South Wales, Australia, lockdowns and stuff like that. You know, creativity, it's an interesting thing because how do you keep that consistently? How do you keep a consistent flow of creativity in times of struggle? And, you know, specifically, when, you know, if when it comes to overworking yourself as well and burnout. And, you know, I was thinking about it the other day and I wrote down this line and I don't know. I mean, when I wrote it down, it really sort of struck a chord with me. It just really sort of rang true. And it'd be really cool to dive into it. But yeah, I wrote down this note. Burnout doesn't occur when you overwork yourself. Burnout occurs when you consistently force yourself to create things you don't enjoy or things that like you're not fully invested in or your heart's not in, you know what I mean? And it's interesting because I've experienced burnout a number of times, even just doing this music career that I have been for the last couple of years as a solo artist. Specifically around the middle of this year, a few months ago when I was under the name Atlasize and sort of just took a few weeks away and, you know, stopped the podcast, stopped posting stuff and decided to change my name to Lockie. And I realized that it wasn't necessarily that I was overworking myself during that time. I was just simply wasn't, I knew, I mean, as I explained it with the name change, just that the name and the image that I was representing just didn't feel right. And some of the content that I was posting just didn't quite hit right as well. And I mean, I actually did that around the name change where I like had deleted a lot of stuff that I just felt just wasn't really up to par. And sometimes it takes a lot of bravery to do that, especially as a solo artist, to sort of reflect on yourself and think, is this what I want to be doing? But yeah, specifically with burnout, I think that's something really interesting to think about. It's not always about, are you overworking yourself? Because I think we can always do more, you know. If we manage our time correctly, there's so much we can do. And, you know, we have so much potential as human beings and creatives. But I came to a realization when I thought that, what if burnout isn't about just simply overworking yourself? It's about when you're forcing yourself. You're saying, nah, I've got to be productive, got to do this. But are you actually enjoying what you're making? And when I think back to a lot of times I've had burnout, it's been that. It's been that I've been doing things and making things that aren't necessarily, aren't necessarily down my sort of avenue of content, my sort of style. And, you know, in this day and age, I think as creatives, we feel so pressured by social media algorithms, you know. There's such a regimented way, it seems like at least, it feels like that there's such a regimented way to do things, you know. Post a video that goes for this duration, you know, you have to do a hook at the start, you know, use subtitles, use these sorts of graphics and all these things. And when you get sort of boxed in, especially if everyone's sort of making content in sort of this one sort of singular way, you know, you turn into robots, and it's not representing the true sort of organic nature of what it means to be creative. And that's really been on my mind heaps. So I've been trying to test myself to be a bit more creative with my content and with what I'm releasing and what I'm creating. And, you know, that's just not, I mean, I do talk a lot about sort of social media stuff, but even with songwriting as well, thinking about the music that I want to be making. And I mean, for me personally, I've written a bunch of songs that, I mean, obviously unreleased, and the genres quite vary. And I'm really now taking a look at myself as an artist and think, what music do I actually enjoy that I want to put out? You know, you don't necessarily just, if you've got like a really cool pop song, but you really want to be doing, you know, punk or, you know, hip hop stuff, just like something completely different, you know, jazz. It doesn't mean that you have to, even though if you think, or if people tell you that, like, if you've got this really cool pop song that might necessarily do really well, you know, that can sometimes be dangerous in the long run, because that can lead to burnout because you're doing that thing that you don't necessarily enjoy. And yeah, it's really sad when you see so many people that sort of start up projects. Know, independent artists, really that grassroots level, when they're just starting a project, fade away because they feel like they're not able to fit to that mold, or like post a certain amount of times a week, you know, be hitting that algorithm. And I think, I don't know, I just want to like sort of rewire this idea that we have to sort of be fitting to this mold. And because going back to what I said before, it's really about the exciting thing about, you know, being humans. And like, I mean, I'm learning so much about it just from having so many guests on the podcast. You know, I've had over 30 guests on the podcast, and every single one of them has like brought something new to me, and hopefully to you guys as listeners as well. But, you know, and it doesn't matter what level you're at. You know, I've had people on the podcast who have like just started up, and I think that's the cool thing, like that you don't necessarily have to be super established. It is interesting to hear someone that's like just starting up, doesn't necessarily have a big audience at all, or maybe hasn't even released any music, but hearing their perspective and their thought process is so interesting. And that's the thing. One of the main reasons why I started this podcast. Humans, and specifically, you know, young people and creators, are so unique, and I just love sort of investing in other humans like that, and having those conversations is so valuable. That, yeah, when you think of the social media algorithms, and it's almost like we're forcing ourselves to turn into robots in a way. So it's been something that I've been thinking about a lot, and I'm hoping to sort of shift my ways a bit. I mean, obviously, I mean, it's not simple. That doesn't simply mean like, okay, yeah, just go and just like do whatever you want. Just like, you know, post once a year or, you know, that sort of thing. You know, there are certain formulas when it comes to specifically social media that you sort of, you know, help lead to success. But it's all about not compromising your own joy and passion for that. I think that's where burnout happens. That's sort of what I'm trying to get to, I think. And this is the thing. The more I'm talking through it now, the more I'm sort of, it's helping me work through it. So this is very organic right now. But when you compromise that enjoyment and that passion that stuff brings you, and you're posting stuff just for the sake of it, just for the sake of the algorithm, that's when you experience burnout. And when I think about that, I'm like, yeah, that's so true. That's so true. Over the past couple of years, whenever I experienced burnout, it's been because of that. Because I've forced myself to make, you know, a video a day sort of thing, you know, or posting on Instagram, you know, a day, every single day. It's, you're neglecting sort of, you know, especially being an artist, everyone operates in their own rates too, at the different speeds. It just seems ridiculous to sort of have one set. It's almost unfair in a way to have, you know, I know some people who write and release music very rarely, but are some of the most talented and gifted musicians that I know. And, you know, some people are very prolific. So it's so interesting. So I don't know. I mean, who knows what's the exciting thing about social media is that it's always evolving and it's always growing. And, you know, we've seen it in the last 12 to 18 months. TikTok has obviously exploded and had a massive impact on the industry. And that short form content is sort of the focus at the moment. Whereas, you know, you probably have to say 5 years ago, YouTube was probably number one. I mean, YouTube still is so massive as well. But yeah, I just find it so interesting. So that's been on my mind lately. And you know, whether you're a creative listening to this, a musician or not, maybe you just enjoy listening to music or something, you know, whatever field you're in, this sort of applies to anything. But, you know, maybe it's not about simply the number of hours you're putting into your craft or your work, your job. Maybe it's about the actual content of the job, the actual, you know, what are you actually doing there? And for me, that's what I've thought about heaps. And that has encouraged me heaps because now I'm thinking, okay, it's not necessarily that I'm I can put more time into things. I just got to make sure I'm putting time into the things that I do enjoy. And, you know, that's not just simply what you want to do for your own craft, but things outside of that as well. When it comes to, you know, recreation, relaxing, you know, I really enjoy spending time with family and friends and going out and exercising, investing in that time as well. And really, you know, structure, have a look at your week, have a look at standard week. What does that sort of look like? And, you know, I like to use my calendar app and sort of like time block things out and think, okay, you know, how much of this am I actually enjoying? Oh, it's like bringing me value and really sort of, you know, bringing happiness in my life. Man, this is turning into a very philosophical podcast. But yeah, hopefully that's sort of like, sparked some interesting conversation in your mind as well when it comes to burnout. Cause I mean, I haven't met a single person who hasn't experienced burnout, especially with artists, solo artists, independent artists, you know, that it's always said that we're all always juggling like 101 things, you know, having to be, you know, the songwriter and then deal with the financial side of things, business, you know, the legal side of things, you know, graphic design, you know, there's so many different things. And, you know, I've had many guests on the podcast where I've touched on burnout and how they've dealt with it and what things they've done to sort of get around it because, you know, there's all sorts of techniques. But yeah, hopefully this line has sort of sparked some intrigue in your minds. Yeah, I'll read out that line that I wrote down again because I think it's really cool. Burnout doesn't occur when you overwork yourself. Burnout occurs when you consistently force yourself to create things you don't enjoy. So thanks so much for listening to this little podcast. It's been a bit of a shorter episode today. And I think I like these shorter episodes because it's just a nice, short, sweet package. And, you know, it's no fluff or anything. But, hey, I really appreciate you sitting down to listen to these episodes. And hey, if you've enjoyed it, feel free to, it really helps me out. If you follow on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, you can subscribe and leave a review. The video episodes are also on YouTube, so you can subscribe to there on the Indie Music Diaries YouTube channel. And yeah, you can keep up to date with everything that I'm doing. You can head to my link tree, which is in the description of this podcast, and that'll take you to everywhere. everywhere you could possibly go when it comes to me and my brand. You know, I'm doing everything from releasing music to making YouTube videos. I'm on the social platforms. Come check me out on a live stream too sometime, whether it's on TikTok, Twitch, or wherever else. But thanks so much, guys. Have a great week, and I'll chat to you guys next Wednesday.